USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is lashing out against Special Counsel Jack Smith and the judge assigned to his election case. In a pair of posts on Truth Social, Trump claims Smith is going before Judge Tanya Chutkan in an effort to take away the former president's First Amendment rights. He demanded the Obama-appointed judge recuse herself from the case. In his first one-on-one interview with a broadcast network, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took on several issues. He tells NBC's Dasha Burns that if the election is a referendum on President Biden, the GOP will win. But
if, on the other hand, the election is not about January 20th, 2025, but January 6th, 2021, or what document was left by the toilet at Mar-a-Lago, if it's a referendum on that, we are going to lose.
When pressed, DeSantis said, of course Trump lost in 2020, but at the same time he also said the election wasn't run very well. Americans keep paying more for gas, but there may be some relief coming soon. AAA reporting the national average for gas increased by 7 cents from last week to $3.83 a gallon. Relief may be coming with oil refinery operations returning back to full capacity. China and Russia held naval maneuvers near Alaska.
The United States dispatched 4 Navy destroyers as well as a Poseidon P-8 patrol aircraft after nearly a dozen Chinese and Russian naval warships carried out a joint naval patrol near Alaska last week. That's the largest flotilla to ever approach the United States territory. Alaska Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan claim they are monitoring the situation closely for their constituents. The foreign vessels were transiting waters near the Aleutian Island chain. The U.S. Northern Command confirmed the patrols remained in international waters and was not considered a threat. I'm Lance Pry.
Most Americans disapprove of President Biden's handling of climate change. A Washington Post University of Maryland poll found 57% of Americans disapproved of Biden's handling of climate change. This is USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6 and
parents are paying more for back-to-school supplies. The National Retail Federation says families are expected to spend at least $25 more than last year. Experts say inflation will cause families across all income levels to prioritize school necessities. 4 people are okay after being rescued from a sinking boat along the Jersey Shore.
Authorities say a group of fishermen were setting up to go fluke fishing about 3 miles from the shore of Seagirt, New Jersey.
All of a sudden, I hear like screaming, like, and I look to the side. I see a bunch of guys waving their hands on the boat, and you see the back of the boat going under the water.
That's when Joey Cabasso and the captain of his boat headed for the boat and pulled 4 people to safety.
They were holding on for dear life, and we got one at a time.
Rescue crews brought everyone ashore, but it's not clear why the boat sank. I'm Natalie Migliori, New Jersey.
Doctors are warning against using vegetable oil in eyes, despite some folks on social media encouraging its use. There's widely seen videos on TikTok showing people rubbing castor oil around their eyes and promoting it as a way to treat eye-related issues. Doctors say it could cause an infection and recommend seeing an eye or vision specialist instead if you're having problems. Washington, D.C. transportation officials say Beyonce paid $100,000 to keep all metro stations open after her concert Sunday night. The pop superstar's show got delayed due to heavy rain and lightning. Beyonce shelled out the money to keep trains running and have all 98 stations stay open an extra hour. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory, then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.